I moved to Bermondsey Street 18 years ago. I was living down at Shad Thames, and everything was becoming so closely crowded. You know, I opened my blind one day, and there was somebody in the building next door opening their blind, and they seemed to be like 2 feet away from me. So I wanted a bit more space. And at the time, Bermondsey Street was undeveloped, and I could afford it. It was actually cheap at the time.
And what spurred you on to embark on this great project of speaking to so many of your neighbours for this film?
I sort of woke up 18 years after moving to Bermondsey Street and thought, oh my gosh, this place has changed. It's not the street that I moved to. When I moved, I was a little concerned about security because I was walking home from work late at night. Taxis were cheap, but no taxis would bring you over to Bermondsey Street. But fast forward 18 years and I'm sort of living in a street that's very, very cool, and I think of it as a great food for eating out, and you know, I don't have to go anywhere. I can go to a cinema and I can go out to eat and have some drinks in my street. And on top of that, just fantastic neighbours. You know, the businesses and the residents. We're a really closely knit community, which is really unusual in central London. And I thought, I want to capture this.
And just give us a flavour of some of the range of people and voices that you incorporated.
Sure. It's one of the beauties of Bermondsey Street is the diversity. So ranging from people who've been there for much longer than me. There are people who've grown up there their whole life. So one of the guys from the garage, Ian, to Rita and her son, and the bakers, Ticino Bakery. They've been there since the 70s. Norman Aykroyd, celebrated artist, lives just slightly off Bermondsey Street, but has known Bermondsey Street since the 70s. Through to Raj, who, you know, at the corner newspaper shop, it's been here probably 8 or 9 years, and through to people who've living in the street for the last 2 or 3 years, and restaurants. You know, the restaurants started coming to the street 7 years ago.
And one of the questions that runs through the film and recurs is the one of, if Bermondsey Street was a person, who would it be? What did you think of the range of answers you got to that?
Oh, fantastic. I mean, it just shows the imagination that people have, how different people think. And, you know, it's just fascinating that you have someone that says, you know, it's a Marilyn Monroe. Someone says it's a Brian Ferry. Someone, you know, Cassie Jenks to... help me out here. Somebody said it was Norman Aykroyd. So, you know, reflecting the diversity of the street, but also just how proud people are, you know, in a community that they sort of live in, work in, and invest in.
In the process of making the film, what surprised you the most, or what did you learn that was the most unexpected thing?
Just some of the tough history of the street. I knew that Bermondsey Street was an old street. I didn't know how old the street was. I knew that some of the history had been tough. I know that it hasn't always been, an affluence. It hasn't been an affluent street for much of its history. But I hadn't realised just how dark some of the history had been.
And although Bermondsey Street has enjoyed great success in the last decade or so, sometimes there are people who feel that the way that it's changed means that it's not a place for them. What do you think of some of the tensions that success can sometimes bring?
I wrestle with that. I sort of can appease my conscience a bit in that, I don't think many residents have been pushed out of Bermondsey Street. Certainly some businesses, you know, some industries have been over the years. And I'll correct that. In more recent years, I don't think people have been pushed out of Bermondsey Street. But, you know, it does raise issues. Many cities across the world, it's not just London, cities across the world, people take risks, people poorer people live in areas for all of their lives and then at some stage sort of get squeezed out, and similarly businesses, some people take risks investing in areas that they can afford and other people don't want to touch, and then as soon as there's sort of an element of success, the real estate agents move in droves and rates go up, prices go up, and the cycle begins again.
And your film shows, in fact, how fast things move, in that even since some of the interviews you filmed last year, some of the businesses have gone and things move and shift.
Two businesses in particular have moved and they've completely shocked me, and actually sort of shocked the neighbourhood, really. Didn't see them coming, both very successful businesses, and for reasons you need to see the film, they've had to move out.
So you've made this document of Bermondsey Street, its people in 2015, 2016. What do you hope to do with it next?
For me, it's a film for our immediate community, but more importantly, for people who love London, people who love living in big cities. I spend some time in Sydney as well, and Sydney's undergoing the same sorts of issues. There's need for more land in central, inner city land, and the same sort of issues are arising. So you can't stop, and neither do you want to stop development. But it has to be done thoughtfully and with a conscience. And I think if my film just makes people sort of think about that, I'd be very happy.